Ja, so Podcasts machen voll Bock, ey.
Hallo, liebe Bayern-Basketball-Gemeinde. Pünktlich zum Start der neuen Euroleague-Saison melden wir uns heute mit einem Open-Court-Update aus dem Audidome. Bevor wir demnächst wieder regelmäßig unseren FCBB-Podcast Open Court auf die Spur bringen, heute also eine erste Update-Version und zwar mit Chefcoach Andrea Trinchieri. Vor dem ersten Highlight am Donnerstagabend gegen Fenerbahce Istanbul haben wir ihn zum Transfersommer bei den Bayern und in der Euroleague vernommen. Zum Entwicklungsstand und der Perspektive seines Teams und natürlich auch konkret zum ersten großen Duell mit Fener. Mein Name ist Johannes, viel Spaß beim Zuhören.
Thank you for joining us just one day ahead of the first game against Fenerbahce. It was a long summer with an intense Eurobasket.
Long for who?
For all of us.
Very kurz.
Very short. The weather could have been better, sure. You guys obviously had a plan to prepare this team for the season. Were you able to stick to the plan?
No.
And how far is the team?
We had a plan, but we knew that missing so many players for national teams and injuries and players coming recovering from injuries was we could not stick from the plan, so we adapted the plan and trying to be competitive in the first two BBL games and trying to have a kind of peak in our process for the first EuroLeague game, knowing that we play against a very good team, and I would be happy if we are able to compete. Then the scoreboard is something that I cannot impact right away. I cannot control, okay? But I can impact on how my team plays and the effort of my team.
Last year you told us what happened a season ago drives you into the next season. So what drove you into this season?
I would say we end up the season destroyed by injuries and COVID and missing seven players in the end of the season. So I have to keep this in mind. It's a marathon. And we cannot condense all our efforts in November, October. So we need to have a general plan that is compete night in, night out, having the best possible effort, okay? But knowing it is a marathon. So one step after another step, trying to build something and improving.
Last season, it was a completely different roster. This year, you've kept 10 players, which is kind of rare in the EuroLeague. Does it make it easier to build upon those steps that you just described?
Yeah. This helps a lot in daily work, in managing the locker room, because you have veterans coming back. They know how to talk to the young players. But still, we change a little bit also the way of that we want to play, and we are not that yet at that point because we didn't have the full roster. So I'm a little bit curious to see how we're going to look when we have all our wings back.
Two of the new young guys are Cassius Winston and Freddie Gillespie, who will make their debut in EuroLeague. This is kind of rare and unique for the EuroLeague, where a lot of experienced and well-known players just changed the clubs.
Is this maybe a challenge you love to make these players into good EuroLeague players, something you have done in the past?
It's a huge challenge. I'm not afraid of this kind of challenges. The only thing is that also our young player or rookie players has to embrace the challenge. And embrace the challenge to play at this level means that you have to have a level of concentration that you never faced before. So I can build habits, I can build values, but there is also some things that a player should do. I'm very curious, I'm intrigued to see these two our rookies that already show something. And tomorrow will be a really difficult game for them because they don't have any idea of what kind of level they are going to face.
Now, after preseason and the first two BBL games, does the passionate cook Andrea Trinchieri already have a recipe in mind how the menu FC Bayern basketball could look like on offense and defense?
Not yet, because I still we didn't play with the Lucic and Bonga yet that could give us a different way of style of basketball. But I have an idea, and every day I learn something from my players. And we had a solid game with Ulm. We had 20 good minutes with Frankfurt. The rest was very bad. And we already started having some ups and downs. It's very early in the season, but, you know, they are all important games that we play, but I have also to develop the team through this game. So it's a little bit complicated.
Yeah, you just mentioned Bonga. He's going to be one of the key ingredients, let's say, into the menu.
We hope.
We don't know. Who's injured right now? How far is he coming
we
along?
Go day and... by day. Mm-hmm. He had a surgery this summer. And we are in, I would say, we are close to his comeback. Still, I cannot tell you when, because we always care a lot about the health of our players. And we don't want to force anybody ahead of the schedule.
Yeah, what are some of the abilities that he brings to the table that makes him could make him special for us?
Who is super long, can handle the ball, and I believe... I spoke to him. It's nice to talk to him because he's always very curious and makes a lot of questions. And I told him that I have a plan to make him play a little bit different than what he did in the past because I believe he can be elite player in some things. I don't want to put boundaries to his game. I don't want that he becomes only a shooter or only a defender or only a facilitator. I believe that he is a player that has no position, and I want this as an advantage and not a disadvantage. So he can do everything, but I want from him a super, super high level of intensity on both ends of court.
You just mentioned shooter and defender. The first players that come into my mind are Nick and Andy, who just had a very nice Eurobasket. Have you seen the success they had translate here to Bayern so far?
I see that wherever we go to play, in Germany, people is happy to see them on the court. And this is very important for the German basketball. I believe that I spoke with Gordon Herbert in Frankfurt. He did an amazing job. And this is very good for German basketball. The team is young, fresh. I believe that they have a lot of bullets left. And we hope that they are going to bring some good vibes from Eurobasket in our team.
So we just talked about us keeping a lot of our core together. Other EuroLeague teams went on huge spending tours. Does it make it more fun for you to play against these sort of all-star teams, you could almost call them?
I'm focused on my team. I don't know how it looked to have an all-star team. I'm confident that we're going to be able to compete. And we're going to do the things our way. Like it or not like it. So we are trying to shorten the gap of talent, of size, of everything, of experience, I would say, with our team, doing our best every day, on a daily basis, to be better. If all the players have the will and the desire to be the best version of themselves, I believe that we are going to be a better team. And then the sky is the limit.
Yeah, so the first team we will face tomorrow is Fenerbahce, who brought in Scotty Wilbekin, Nemanja Bjelica, who's a reigning NBA champion, and a new coach, Coach Itudis. What are your expectations for the game tomorrow?
Oh, they are loaded with talent. They are a team that can really score. Wilbekin, Edwards. Edwards, it's an amazing scorer. Then they have the versatility of Bjelica, the energy of Motley, the toughness of Jakiri, and I believe that they are really a powerhouse. So it's the first game. They are favorite. I understand that. But we play home and we are going to try to overcome adversity and find a way to compete.
Yeah, how is it even possible to prepare for such a new team with a new coach? Or is it more just looking on yourself? And
you look more on yourself. And I believe that basketball in Europe is changing with this schedule, with crazy schedule. I believe that the tactical way of playing in was used in the past is not actual anymore. So you try to do your things at the best possible way, and you prepare generally for every opponent. You know, you can maybe have three details in mind, but you cannot have the time that a team has seven practices to prepare. We have one practice to prepare.
So we start off with Fenerbahce, then we go to Bologna, then home game, Barca and Milano.
No, I cannot think like this. I have to focus on Fenerbahce, then I don't know what's next.
But just in general, with such a strong schedule to start, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing when you win. It's a bad thing when you lose.
Fair. Last 2 years, we made the playoffs, even though in preseason, nobody had us making the playoffs. Now, I would say this year, it wouldn't be smart to underestimate us. How do you see that?
I don't look at the ranking. I love when they underestimate my team. I would say this year with the free agency of this summer, that I don't see one team that says, I don't want to make the playoffs. And 8 playoff spots for 18 teams, it will be a nightmare. So it's very difficult. It's the most difficult year to make the playoffs. To tell you the truth, we know this, and I don't want to become sick waiting for Godot. So we will try to do our best. We will try to push the team over their limits, way over their limits. And having in mind that there are at least, I would say, 8 teams that wants to make the Final Four and 18 teams that wants to make the playoffs. So I would say that we are going to try to live game by game, doing our best, trying to bounce back after the loss, and trying to keep the momentum when we win games.
Yeah, I think that makes the EuroLeague so special.
Yeah.
It's
a very specific tournament.
Yeah. So last question, maybe a little bit general question. What would be a successful season 22-23 in your mind, sitting here right now?
To develop our younger players. We are going to be successful if we are able to develop inefficient and solid players, our younger players. If we are able to take the best out of our veterans, that the team goes on the court giving their best effort. And I just hope that we are going to be healthy when it counts. Success is, define success is something very, very difficult. And everybody has his own idea. This is a huge sports brand. I feel it. I'm part of FC Bayern. And I feel that we need also to focus on winning the German League. Because to tell you the truth, you know, we had two amazing EuroLeague years, but my summer wasn't like I wanted. Just because, for different reasons, we didn't make it, okay? Sometimes there is a better opponent, sometimes you are not, you don't have the right weapons, you miss something, you are short of something, you're tired. But I believe that this is how I would define a successful season.
Thank you very much.